Hey you guys, so I know it's been a minute since I dropped the podcast. I'm actually recording this on my phone because my equipment is currently in storage temporarily. But yeah, I know it's been a minute since I dropped the podcast. I'm not neglecting anybody. I'm just in the process of rebranding it. And that takes time and everything like that. And I just really been focused and really tunnel vision. So I just want to appreciate everybody else who has actually been listening to the previous episodes, because honestly, I didn't expect my views to go up like that. But thank you so much. But I just want to honestly, it wouldn't feel right for me not to say anything. About what's going on. I'm pretty sure everybody is aware of what's going on, and everything like that. So I'm gonna use my platform. You know what I'm saying? I have a voice, and I'm gonna use it. To spread the message, to make whatever change that needs to happen in the Black community. It has to stop. Like, it has to stop. This shit has to stop. We're done being quiet. We're done being quiet. I'm not biting my tongue. I'm not holding anything back. Stop killing our people. Stop killing our people. We don't do shit to know. Body. And it's kind of fucked up how we can't even get justice in the Black community. Our people are literally being murdered live on camera. Live on camera. There's clear footage. Everybody in America is a witness to this shit. So the fact that we can't even get justice, it's sick, and it really bothers me. It bothers me because it's like, what more evidence do you need? What more evidence do you need? You're literally giving these cops a pat on their ass for killing our people. It's been going on for years and years. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm frustrated because this shit doesn't make any sense. Nothing is adding up. Nothing is ending up. We try to ship peacefully. We've been trying to ship peacefully many years. And now that we want to retaliate, we want to riot, we want to protest. So fucking what? So what? Y'all burned down our shit. Y'all burned down Black Wall Street. KKK was running around tearing shit the fuck up, invading homes. And y'all have a problem with us burning down y'all shit? Baffles me. Really baffles me. The only thing I have an issue with is, people looting the Black-owned businesses. If you have a Black-owned business, please just put a sign, put something up stating that you're a Black-owned business so that nobody invades. Other than that, everything else, you can burn that shit to the damn ground. I don't care. And I'm not excusing my language and none of that, because honestly, I could give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care who's listening and who's listening who doesn't like my opinion. I don't give a fuck because it's not for you. This message ain't for you. It's for every African American person in America. If you're not Black, you're not gonna feel our pain. I don't give a fuck what you go through in life. You're never gonna feel our pain. You don't know what it is. You don't know how it feels to be an African American in America. It's dangerous, but it's lit as fuck, though. I can tell you that. And I am proud to be an African American living in America, because it ain't no better feeling. It ain't no better feeling. And I made a promise to myself this year, and until I'm 6 feet under, that I'm going to support every single Black-owned business in America. I even listen to myself. I'm like, yo, I gotta do better. I gotta support my people. You know what I'm saying? Because we so quick to give the white people our money. We so quick to pour thousands. People even pour the last Gucci, Dior, all of that shit. Like, y'all so quick to really, we so quick to spend thousands of dollars with these people only for them to not give a fucking shit on us. But we still spend our money with these motherfuckers. And that shit stops now. That shit stops now. Let's build up Black Wall Street. Let's build that shit up. It's a new day and age, and let's build that shit right the fuck up. We were here first. We the ones who did that shit. But they were jealous. They ain't like that God was in our favor. They ain't like that the universe was in our favor. So they decided to bring that shit down. It's crazy. They don't tell you this shit in the history books. They don't tell you this shit in school. Everything we were taught, we have to unlearn. I feel like everything I was taught in school was a motherfucking lie. Now I'm sitting here thinking, like, how's a white teacher going to tell me about Black history? This shit is crazy to me. It's crazy to me. For years, it's like, for years I always thought, like, Black people were poor, you know? They made it seem like we were always in poverty, you know? Now that I'm older, you know, I'm more awakened now, you know? I'm more focused. I'm starting to see shit for really what it is, you know? I'm putting shit together. All that shit in the past, it don't make sense. None of that shit makes sense. Like, we had goals. We were rich. We had all the jewels, diamonds. All that shit to be taken away from us. We were here first. We started that shit. And now I'm coming for every motherfucking thing. As a whole, we have to come together. Nothing is more strong than it's going to take a motherfucking village. And it's going to take more than a motherfucking village to take down strong, educated Black people. It's going to take more than a motherfucking village. Just like Hood Healer said, if y'all don't know who she is, please tap in. I'm telling you. It's going to be the smartest decision you ever made in your life. But she basically said we should be boycotting. You know? We should be boycotting. Starve the corporations. We gotta hit these people where it hurts, and that's their motherfucking pockets. Like I said, stop spending your money. Let's stop spending our money with these people. I think it was July 7th. July 7th is like a blackout day. So yeah, no. They're not getting a single dime from me. And that's not even for July 7th. That's going forward. That's going forward. Like, I know a few personal Black business owners. And if there's any more, can you guys just please, like, DM me, message me, whatever. Just send me the information because I'm willing to donate. I'm willing to do whatever. It's so crazy how, you know, we're willing to give these white people our money, but not willing to, you know, spend our money with our own people. And you know, like I said, that's something I'm working on myself. I'm not excluding myself. I'm including myself. There's a lot more things that I have to start doing, you know, as a person of the Black community, honestly. Like, honestly, even though I'm not out there protesting or anything like that, I'm going to use my platform to make a change, you know? And I think that's what we all should be doing. Even if it's something small, it don't have to be anything big, but at least, you know, that's a step closer to change. That's why I'm so big on, like, financial literacy, you know, generational wealth. Like, when I start having kids, and when I bring a seed into this world, they're not gonna work for anybody a day in their life. Unless it's, like, family-owned. A family-owned business. But other than that, nah. Nope. I'm not going for it. So everything I'm working towards now is for my kids in the future and then their kids, you know, and then so on. Let's start creating our own shit. Let's start really creating our own shit. And one thing, too, like, I try to avoid using the term, and I'm not racist or anything, but shit, I'm just calling it how I see it. But these white people feel so damn entitled. They feel so damn entitled. Like, it's just so crazy to me. I should sit back and laugh. Like, you act like you better than us. Ain't no better feeling than being a Black African-American person in America. Ain't no better feeling. Ain't no better feeling. And I'm sorry if you ain't black, you missing out. You missing out. And if you're out there protesting, please just please be safe. I know the rubber bullets are really like really fucking people up. Like literally, I didn't realize how I had to look up exactly, what they were made out of. Like they're really like really fucking people up. So be careful, and also with the tear gas too. Like please be careful with that as well. Just please be careful. They're gonna have to hear us. They're gonna have to hear us. They're gonna have to hear us, honestly. We're not silencing ourselves no more. We're not. This is nothing you can just brush under the rug. This is not something you could just dust off your shoulder. No. And I didn't even plan this podcast out, honestly. This is just me freely speaking, going off the top of the head. So excuse me if I'm like stumbling across my words or something don't make sense. But y'all get it. But yeah, it's time for a change. We want justice. No justice, no peace. Period. I'm standing on that shit. And it feels weird, like going into work and stuff, and we really gotta sit there and act like none of this shit's going on. 2020 has been one hell of a year. The first 6 months, like, it's really was unexpected. I mean, it's really been exhausting. It's just like month after month, it's always something, I'm scared to see what June's gonna bring. With the whole corona going on and shit like that, I guarantee you after this, with all that's going on, watch corona not even be a thing anymore. I guarantee you that. People are talking about, oh, the cases are gonna spike up because they're rioting and this, that, and the third. No, it's not. We all know that they've been fucking with the numbers, and that's another thing. I'm gonna speak about that on a when you know when the whole when I rebrand and everything like that, but. It is. I've been telling people this year has really been an eye-opening year. The energy is off. It's been off, and it's time for people to wake the fuck up and see shit for what it really is. Stop sleeping and wake the fuck up. Let's start tapping back into these books. Let's keep educating ourselves. No more motherfucking handouts. You know what I'm saying? Like, start tapping the fuck in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told myself I was gonna take a break from social media for at least about a week. Because I'm really just trying to, because with all that's going on, it's really a lot. It's mentally draining. But, like, I'm just really kind of just really tuning back in with myself and really kind of see, because it's that 6 month mark. So I'm just like, okay, now, Jirai, what are you going to do for the next 6 months? So I just really got to keep my energy intact and everything like that. But, tap in, man. Tap the fuck in. Man, just please. There's Google, there's YouTube, there's books, there's everything. Just tap the fuck in. It's time to get right, honestly. It's time to get right. And I know it's not gonna happen overnight, but at least, try something because this shit has to stop. Like it definitely has to stop. Yeah, I'm in my car sweating like a motherfucker because these leather seats. But man, it just has to stop. It's just sickening and it's motherfucking sad. It's just sad, man. It's just like, it's just so many of our people that die, that died on camera, on social media. Like it's just like the list goes on, and that's the problem. The system was set for us to motherfucking fail, and you know what? We gonna beat that motherfucking system. We gonna show them different. So we're gonna create our own system. We're gonna create our own fucking system. I hear people talking about, oh, we never gonna get another stimulus check. Fuck that stimulus check, honestly. Fuck it. Let's create our own money. We don't need their money. That's another way for them to motherfucking brag and say they gave us some shit. Fuck that shit. Take that shit somewhere else. Yeah, like I said, I know we're all tired and frustrated. Tired and frustrated. And I'm not holding my tongue no fucking more. It's crazy because not to really make this all about me, but this year, like, I don't know, it gave me a voice, you know what I'm saying? Like, this year I gave myself a voice. I always used to hold back on certain shit, saying certain shit, because I always cared about what other people think or how they would feel. I don't give a damn anymore. I don't. I'm not scared of nothing no more. I'm not scared to take risks. I'm not scared of shit. The only thing I say I'm scared of is the shit, you know, once this shit, you know, we not getting, you know, things not changing after that. That's what I'm scared of. But I just want to thank you guys for tuning in, tapping in with me. I just had to get some shit off my chest. Like I said, support black-owned businesses. It don't cost nothing but $0 to repost some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, people act like they can't do that. It costs zero fucking dollars to repost some shit. If you see somebody starting a business, repost that shit. Even if you close with them, repost that shit. Repost it. Comment on it, like it, or the DM, you know, something. Like, nobody's telling you to do it like constantly, every day, every week. But, you know, show them that you support. You know what I'm saying? Send them a message like, hey, I see you doing your thing, this, that, and the third. Donate, you know, purchase some shit, you know, shit like that. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't. But like I said, from here on out, black owned everything. Black lives matter. Always have and always will. So, yeah, thank you guys. Like I said, thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, my views, like, even though I haven't really been promoting my podcast like that since, you know, I've been rebranding and stuff like that, I just want to really thank you to the people who are still listening, who hit me up saying, you know, just commenting good things. Because when I started this podcast, honestly, I didn't really think that I would get the views that I, you know, would be getting. And it really, like, I don't do this for money. This is just something I do because this is something I like to do. You know, I like to spread positivity. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it's kind of like, I was like, a couple of months ago, I had no money. Like, I was down and out, and I really turned a negative situation into something positive. This was originally, I was supposed to create a YouTube, just, it's like a journal. So a journal for me, taking a step out on faith and, you know, pursuing entrepreneurship. So it was really something like a journal. And I just, I don't know, it just stuck with it. Something told me stuck with it, because, like, I was, you know, God told me, like, try, you can't give up, you can't give up. There's no other options that you have, so just keep going. And, you know, I kept going, and I keep going. And as long as you stay consistent with yourself, you know, even if you don't see support, even if you don't get enough likes or nothing like that, just keep going. You know, there's always somebody out there listening, and eventually everything will align for its greater good. And you know, you'll get that support that you need. You know, sometimes the support we're looking for is not necessarily the support that we actually need. I know this is kind of off topic, but that's just a little message. But like I said, thank you guys so much. I will be back soon. So I'll keep you guys updated on, you know, season two as far as that goes. But thank you guys so much. You guys stay safe. And we're not gonna stop until we get justice. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.